I want to share with you two lines, two sentences that have been reverberating within my soul, within my mind over the last few weeks. And I want to connect them to the religious quest and what we're here for, and its connection to this week's parsha. So what are those two lines? One comes from Rabbi Jeffrey in Larchmont, who was one of my mentors out of school. And I was, you know, trying to learn how to do this rabbi stuff. And he told me that his great piece of advice was, David, never repeat a year. Never repeat a year. It's an interesting phrase. I mean, what on earth could that even mean? Every year brings its own challenges, its own unique opportunities. But there is a way, I think, that I and all of us can repeat our years. We get stuck in certain patterns or behaviors, and we don't always know how to get out of them, or we stop even paying any attention to it, and we end up on autopilot. And when we do that professionally, in our relationships, with ourselves, we in a very real way risk the danger of repeating a year. And as Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav said, if your tomorrows aren't going to be any different than today, what need do you have of tomorrow? That's the first sentence that's been percolating in me and trying to come to terms. What does that mean for me? What am I going to do differently? The next line came from one of the people I study with, Rabbi Moti Wilhelm, one of our local Chabad rabbis. And he reminded me of a line in Pirkei Avot about make selecha rav. In Pirkei Avot, in the ancestors of our ancestors, it says make a rabbi, make a teacher for yourself. And it's a strange phrase, right? Why shouldn't it be find a rabbi? But it's make. And he said sometimes it's not even that someone knows more than you, it's that you just give them the power to help influence you for better in your life. And I said to him at that time that part of my challenge is that all of my rabbis have died. The people who had a tremendous impact on me, like Rabbi Alan Liu, Rabbi Lieber, so many people, my grandfather of blessed memory, so many people who were my teachers, and I let too much time go without making for myself another Rav. So in this time of Elul, one of my commitments that I'm sharing with you is that in this year, and I don't know yet who, but I will make a Rav for myself, because that's one of the ways, having a guide, having a helper, that we make sure that we don't repeat a year. This week's Torah portion gives us a hint about that also, because it starts out with a very peculiar phrase, Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha v'chol sha'arecha. Place in all of your gates judges and officers, police officers in modern language. Place in all your gates judges and officers. And the Netivot Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe, says this is a peculiar phrase because the only way you can assign judges in Judaism is through a Beit Din. It's in the plural, but the phrase in Hebrew is in the singular. And certainly in America, we elect our judges. It's by a whole lot more than three. So why is this phrase in the singular? And he goes on to say that we are supposed to place for ourselves watch people, judges, over all of our activities. In other words, we ourselves are supposed to serve ourselves as a Rav, as a teacher who helps guide us, who sets boundaries that we need so we can be happier, more productive, more contented, more giving to the world as a whole. Place judges at all your gates. And then the Netivot Shalom asks, what are those gates, which are in the plural? And he brings forth an interesting notion in Judaism that in our head, there are seven openings. The eyes, the ears, the nostrils, the mouth. If you count those up, there are seven, like the days of the week, like our senses as well, these different ways that we interact with the world. And he argues that the way we repeat years, he doesn't say that, but the way we get sidetracked in our life is when we don't put sufficient boundaries around these different senses. What do we choose to look at? Are we looking at things that elevate us and encourage us? Are we looking at horrible images or titillating images? What are we listening to? Words that can move us to be our best selves, inspirational speakers, TED Talks? Or are we listening to gossip and degrading language? Where's our focus? What do we touch, and how do we touch the world? Are we touching the world appropriately? Are we putting the proper boundaries on the ways we interact with the world? Our mouth and the way we speak, the way we eat, are we eating in a healthy manner? I'm standing here walking and I'm still looking for a diagnosis, but it looks like I may have inherited my father's penchant for gout, which among other things means I haven't been taking care of my body and my eating in the proper way, and I need to place a shofet, a judge, on that gate of existence. This is a month of Elul, and I don't know about you, but as we head to the high holidays, I feel it very intensely, the work and effort that we all take to prepare for you, the community, is also a spiritual journey for me, a sense of renewal, a desire not to repeat a year, because if I repeat a year, what sort of Rav can I be to you? And that makes me end with one final piece of Torah I want to share with you from the Pia Zetzner, Reb Kalonymus Kalmus Shapira, who was one of the Holocaust rabbis, and I wanted to tie it back to your experience in the Holocaust, Dora. He was someone who took that verse and through his teaching said, it's not enough to talk placing guards at your doors. We can all know the why of life and the what of life. We all know what we're supposed to do, but it's the how of life, the how to do those things so that we can live more effectively. That's what most of us struggle with. And he created an intentional community and gave us a guidebook. He died far too young at the hands of the Nazis of how to do that in a group. In his book, B'nai Makshava, or Conscious Community, a book I recommend to you. Because ultimately, it's the how that we all need. How are we going to instruct ourselves to be good judges of our actions, of where we're focusing our attention, our eyes, our ears, our minds on. It's the how of that which, if together we find and learn, we can all do better. And this is a time of renewal for us as Jews, but it's a time in our country which is desperately in need of more people who are going to say, I'm going to tune my senses to that which is good, and that which is holy, and that which raises up those around me. Kalonymus Kalman Shapira lived those words. He understood that the way to place those boundaries was to be in a community, everyone working together. And he, when his town, when it was clear the Nazis were going to come to his town and place his community into one of the concentration camps, one of his disciples said, "Flee, get out, we can get you out of the country." And you know what he said? He said, "I am not somebody who leaves my people in their time of need." And he went to the camps with them, and he died with them. But maybe he could have fled and still have died. He lived his values. He demonstrated a how. He stood with his community, and in one of the most awful places and moments on earth, he showed them how to live a beautiful life. I'm encouraging you, I'm asking all of you, this year, make for yourself a Rav. Find a partner who can help you develop yourself in ways we too often push to the side because life is too busy and we're occupied with all sorts of things. And the other part is take religion seriously. This is not something just for kids. It's not something that ends when you become a bat mitzvah. It's a way of walking in the world which preserves our integrity against a globe that too often looks crazy and out of control. It's the Jewish path of being a mensch, of being a good person no matter what the forces out there are telling us. It's a way, as Rudyard Kipling said, where we can be a person by keeping our heads when everyone around us are losing theirs. This is the month of Elul. It's our time of renewal. It's our time to say, I will not repeat a year. I will not do tomorrow what I did today. Find our teachers, learn our hows, do the work, greet the rising sun. Shabbat Shalom.